Hello and welcome to The Bond of Friendship. I'm Carrie, and today's topic is the Caucasian Shepherd, a massive breed of a dog which can resemble a lion and weighs in at a weight range of 110 pounds to 220 pounds. And they stand about 24 inches to 34 inches tall at the shoulder. So where did they originate from? From my research, I found them in Russia, Turkey, Soviet Union, and Armenia, and neighboring areas. More in a moment. Welcome back. If you're considering a Caucasian Shepherd, you may wonder, do they make a really good family dog? The answer is they can, but it is strongly recommended to start with a puppy and have lots of patience, a good trainer, because they are intelligent and very stubborn. They also are very protective, and that can lead to a lot of problems in the home. They may not want to hurt children, but they are so big and lumbering at 110 to 220, they could really injure someone. But if you're willing to put in the time every day to train, to walk, and to employ a trainer, you may have a great, loyal, loving, calm, and protective pet. Is this a good dog if I want to have company over? No. This is a dog that you will likely have to crate or keep in a secure yard while guests are here. They are naturally wary of strangers, and they are very strong and have a bite pressure of 500 PSI to 700 PSI. That's really strong. If you think about a pit bull has a PSI about 235. So they are way beyond the bite capacity of a pit bull. And they have extra long teeth, which is something that they originally were bred for. A little bit more about the Caucasian Shepherd. They come in two varieties. The mountain variety will have a longer coat and a heavier weight, while the steppe variety will have a shorter coat and a lighter weight. But they are all a little stubborn, super intelligent, and need a lot of attention and training. So if you're considering one, know that they're not a big barker, but they will alert you to danger. And the bark is very loud, so I don't recommend them for apartments. They do need a secure, large yard, and they need leashed walks. This is not a dog that you want to take to the dog park because they do have a prey drive. They may either protect everything and keep everyone away, or they may attack someone that they do not know. So do not take them to the dog park unless you have had extensive years worth of training, maybe even have a canine good citizen award under his belt. You want to be really careful. These dogs are super strong. So in closing, if you do not have time, you're not strong, and you're not an experienced trainer or willing to hire one, you might want to consider another dog like the Labrador or the Newfoundland or many other breeds. But if you do have time, money, patience, willingness to train, willingness to let this shaggy dog that drools and sheds a lot in your home, then you may be able to have a great pet. As far as rescuing one, I would recommend that you don't have any other dogs and you have older children in the home, because they do need training and they can be very strong. And if they've been abused, then you may have a dog that will attack someone. So do your research, and love your dog, train your dog, and always walk your dog on a leash, and you will have the best companion in the world. Thank you for listening.